The acting head of the civil service, Nana Ejekum Jamina, says lack of supervision of agencies of and departments under the ministries has become the loophole to corruption in Ghana. According to Mr. Jamina, civil servants such as chief directors relegate their core functions of being the eyes of the proper functioning and monitoring of government policies to chasing fuel coupons and procurement vouchers. Speaking at the induction of newly appointed chief directors of the ministries, Mr. Jamina said chief directors have worsened the case by wearing political colors instead of maintaining the highest standards of professionalism aimed at defending government. Paha and Selom Tali have filed this report.
The five-day induction and orientation service for the newly appointed chief directors of the ministries is aimed at equipping them with the requisite skills to discharge their duties effectively in their new role. The acting head of the civil service, Nana Ejekum Jamina, said the civil service is the nerve center of government machinery and critical for nation building. It is for this reason that maximum attention is paid to the civil service, not only by government, but by all stakeholders.
We are currently engaging media review on the performance of chief directors. Again, the management services department has been given the marching orders to begin a process of reviewing the work processes, methods and systems of service delivery of ministries and departments to improve the operational efficiency of ministries and the departments. In the area of the fight against ghost workers, and that's one of the things that really, after reviewing the personnel processing that is going on in the civil service, we have virtually closed all of them. We realized that they were becoming conduits for some of these things. We have closed all the personnel processing units in the MDAs, and we have centralized all of them at the office of the head of civil service.
The Secretary to Cabinet, Roger Asonwini, expressed reservation about certain negative attitudes leveled against the civil service, like poor time management, bad maintenance culture, and orderliness of the work environment.
I urge you to read Chapter 24 of the 1992 Constitution, as well as the Code of Ethics for Ministers and Political Appointees, to guide you to maintain the highest standards of conduct for your official and personal actions. The Code deals with variations of conflict of interest, for instance, receiving gifts or benefits, using government property for personal purposes, involvement in partisan politics, violations of confidentiality or privacy, among others. We cannot talk about modernization in Ghana unless the civil service itself is modernized. Possessing the right mix of skills and expertise blended with improved ICT to add training to governmental transactions is therefore crucial. Training and retraining of personnel should be an integral part of the service. I wish to urge you to sharpen your ICT skills as part of writing cabinet memoranda to support cabinet rule out an e-cabinet system before the end of the fourth quarter.
The chairman of the Civil Service Council Board, Dr. Robert Dodu, Mrs. Bridget Katriku of the Public Services Commission, the Danish ambassador to Ghana, Carson Patterson, and the Trade and Industry Minister, Ekosbu Gabra, all read fraternal messages to open the five-day workshop.